Okay, bing me. You bing me, I'll slap a hoe.
Emails.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker.
Welcome to the call to be in, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, our host for this evening, Mr. Brandon and Teresa!
What the fuck was that? Alright, thanks everybody for coming tonight. We're all here to honor a man who we all deeply respect, whose artistry has changed us all, has made us all better people because of it. We're here tonight to honor the life and music of Prince. Wait, what? We're gonna roast Ian Ellis? Oh, this is gonna fucking suck. Jesus.
Fuck that guy.
Oh, man. I thought Apollonia looked way too much like Patrick Bagden. Nah, it was worth a shot. Alright. We're here tonight to roast Ian Ellis. If you're feeling a sense of deja vu, that's because it is. This is the second roast Ian's thrown for himself in 2 years. Which means Ian Ellis has now thrown more roasts for himself than he's been booked for shows. Ian Ellis has been banned from more mics in this town than there are mics left in this town. There are literally open mics in the South Suburban area that have died and gone down to the bottom of the ocean like the Titanic with the flag of no Ian Ellis left. We're here tonight, though, to celebrate your 200th podcast. 200 podcasts, which is really impressive because it's been heard by nearly 35 people. This roast is a big deal, though. To prepare for it, I drank till 3 a.m. last night, buying shots for people, and losing my notebook with all the jokes.
Idiot.
To clarify, Joe, 3 a.m. is what people that were born after 1876 like to party till sometimes. Johnny, shots are what for people buy their friends when they have jobs and can afford it. And imaginary Clayton Johnson, jokes are what all the rest of us are going to tell. That's why I give every pre-written material and dick bag not showing up.
You want me to pretend to be that guy?
You could. Yeah. Just go up and say creepy things about Radio Shack for 10 minutes and get money. Oh, man, we have a bunch of great roasters here tonight. Unfortunately, one of them is Johnny P. Johnny, you've opened up for Brian Posehn twice and half the Trailer Park Boys. Your inexplicable success has driven me to a bigger drinking problem than my unresolved issues with my father. Jesus. Johnny's also a Mennonist. But for those of you who are wondering, are those guys that think if women want equal rights, you should be able to hit them. Which is funny because Johnny can be beaten up by the average 8-year-old girl. I want to like you, Johnny, but your best joke is about a phone sex line. You get over on a joke that hasn't made sense since the 80s. I sit here, I write political humor, and you're getting over potato chips and a fucking phone sex line. God damn it, I regret not bringing my beer up here. You put every kid that got bullied in an early 80s teen movie. Alright. Johnny's a great guy, though. He would literally give you the shirt off his back. Unfortunately, that shirt would also fail a drug test. Johnny's a huge Bernie Sanders supporter, though, too. Even though he can't spell president, election or Bernie. Now, I'm really looking forward to you coming up here tonight and giggling through your entire set like Jimmy Fallon's retarded son. Jack Banger's here. Jack, what the fuck are you doing here? You're the only name among all of us. Even though you look like Bob Saget with AIDS. Don't laugh, Ian. You look like Rachel Maddow got cancer and then midway through chemotherapy got the Zika virus. You know, Jack, people are going to come up here tonight. They're going to make fun of you because milk can kill you.
Yeah.
They're going to have a million jokes about that because it's fucking funny. Like, were the guy in the 90s, with the Got Milk ads, were those like your Friday the 13th movies? Jennifer Aniston, oh no! Fuck it. You look like every guy who's ever had to watch his girlfriend have sex with a black guy in a porno.
Cockboy.
Patrick O'Hara's here. I don't know you, but seeing as Ian picked you, you've probably got to be terrible. You look like someone that got really upset when they discovered that two-way mirror at Cigars and Stripes.
What, I can't laugh at that? Yeah,
it's well known that Patrick O'Hara is a chronic masturbator. He could actually pick out the backstage casting couch from a pile of couches. Not even fucking wasting my time on Jeff Schumacher. Not even wasting my time on... Fuck those guys for not showing up, by the way. I spent nearly 2 minutes writing jokes about him. Fucking Steve Zinsky, mincing fairy. John Waters says to tone it down a bit. You look like you call the plural of penis is peni. You keep trying to tell people you're gay, but nobody gets it when you say you were coming out of the shipper robe. Scott Brennan, somehow you're the highest person in a room that includes Johnny P and Ian. When I first saw the roast list, I thought I was roasting Tim Brennan. I wrote a bunch of jokes about him eating Dan Brennan. You look like you've been arrested for a theft at a Spencer's Gifts before. Patrick Baggins here between heart attacks. You've had 3 heart attacks in the past 3 years. I'm shocked they didn't put that dead gorilla from Cincinnati's heart in your chest. Maybe it can make it more than 6 fucking months. You look like Rosie O'Donnell got dredged out of a lake. Patrick, you know, you said you wanted to be a star. We didn't know you actually were going to get big enough to get your own gravitational pull. You look like you deep fry your toothpaste.
That's awesome.
You made it to the finals of the World Series of Comedy, which is kind of like the World Series of Poker, only somehow less athletic. You look like you fail a physical and a recreational bowling league. No, this Johnny or Patrick's only here though to distract the Grim Reaper so Joe Larkin can sneak out the back door after the show though. Joe Larkin, you're so old you're like a cat with 9 lives. Unfortunately, none of those lives have been funny since around the Civil War. Joe's been around comedy long enough to be called a hack by Charlie Chaplin, Milton Berle, and then obnoxious fucking Chewbacca lady. What was it like doing roast during the silent film era? It was really nice of Fatty Arbuckle to take that murder rap for you. He actually laughed at that one. Yeah. Oh, my. He just graduated recently. Give him a hand. He just graduated recently from a horticultural class.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give it up for him. Good. Most people assume he's been pushing daisies for years. Oh, now to the reason that we're all forced to come out here on a Thursday night. We announce everybody. Give
him a hand. I love that guy.
You are literally to comedy what Man Cow is to radio. When you came back from your 2-week vacation in LA, you started a group called the League of Incredibly High Comics, or something dipshitty along those lines. That group had all the popularity of syphilis. After that, you made the recommendation to way too many people that you should start the suburban comedians you should know. You know, it was the high comic dipshits, and then every real comic that you tagged in there jumped off that Facebook thread like they're jumping out of Tower 2 on 9/11. Oh, man. I'm not saying nobody listens to your podcast, but more people take the time to listen to Faison Hussein at a Donald Trump rally. And I've seen that comic strip you do with Johnny, Billy Blythe. Jesus Christ. I didn't know anyone could make the family circus seem edgy. With your witty wordplay and stick figure design, you make Garfield look like Gigi Allen. Alright guys, that's all I got for now. Let's start getting your hands together. Let's get the show going. Our first thing to do is behind the kids with the shot. Run it!
Yeah! Oh man, thank you. Thank you all for coming to my trial for Black Box Comedy. This is great. My name's Brandon. I just met you. I know hardly anything about you, but I'm just going to assume you know way too much about banging 16-year-olds. That's it. Just banging in the bathroom. That was not a crowd pleaser at all. I'd like to thank Johnny P. for being here, for inspiring me to go to rehab. Figuring shit out. Johnny, honestly, you have more dead brain cells than Joe Larkin has dead friends. Oh man, who else is here? Patrick Bagden is here. I have a joke about donuts with him, how he enjoys them about something, and tickling the prostate. I'm not going to do it for you though.
Do it.
Do the joke. I might have drank too much. Sorry, Ian, I ruined your roast. In front of all of these people, I ruined it. Something like where it's like, Patrick gets more pleasure out of a Boston cream donut than getting his prostate tickled. Yeah. And then he refills the Boston cream donut and calls it a Krispy Kreme because he leaves it out for later. I don't know what that is. That was a joke I wrote. All right. I remember one time, Patrick Bagden's sister, her name is Patricia Bagdad, or, as we call her, Fatty Also. And boy, was she could suck a dick faster than she can shotgun a can of gravy. I remember one time Patricia came up to me and was like, hey, will you go out with me on a date? And I said, what are we going to do? She said, I want you to eat my fat pussy until it tastes like an 18-inch kielbasa sausage. I said, why would it taste like that? And she said, because I accidentally ate my dildo. And I'm still hungry and out of Krispy Kreme. Oh, no. Joe Larkin's here. Guys, I remember the first time I ate Joe Larkin's asshole. It was at an old country buffet. We were in one of the booths. And I turned over him and I said, Joe, why does your asshole taste like an 18-inch kielbasa sausage? And he said, it's because I borrowed Patricia Fatty Nicole Fuck Patrick, your fat magnet's dildo. You're here, but you were supposed to die a long time ago, I guess. That's what I hear. You're killing it up here, man. C-cell joke. Inserted. Now I'm dying. Worse than you are. Did you like that setup? That was a great misdirection, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Who else is there? Jack Baker. The only man up here that looks like he can do Kegels. Steve Zinski here. The only one that thinks Kegels are a pastry.
It's one phony moth.
They didn't. Shut the fuck up, you goddamn sweaty pig. And then Ian Ellis. Look at his face. Everybody.
Boo.
Now think of Cabbage Patch Kids with a Jew nose. And that's the only roast joke I got for you.
Oh, come on.
Goodbye.
Keep it going for Scott Brennan, everybody. Coming to the stage next is a man who survived 3 heart attacks, 4 strokes, being impaled by several 400-pound women, and a disastrous trip to Branson, Missouri.
Walking down this precarious stage.
Yeah, and someone who's probably going to fall through the stage because he's so goddamn big. Give it up for Mr. Patrick Baggin. Yeah.
All right. Brandon has got a reputation for being an out-of-control drunken maniac. It's good to see when I'm dead and gone that he'll be continuing to spread my values along with his herpes. So that's good. Johnny P. Coincidentally, that's the same phrase that Joe Larkin yells at his penis to get the urine flowing. Johnny P. You are such a fucking stoner that angry Muslim dads throw you at their daughters as a form of public execution. You could never pass a drug test. Or a math test.
Yeah.
Or a reading test. Or a dildo. Probably. The inside of your hat has more bacteria than Patrick O'Hara's cancerous balls. Alright, so we got me and we got Joe Larkin and Patrick O'Hara. This is probably the last time you'll see all 3 of us in the same place before the afterlife. Next time we appear together, it's going to be in that Beetlejuice waiting room with the guy with the shrunken head. Patrick O'Hara's an atheist. So listen, between the divorce and the cancer and the MS and the diabetes and the eczema, you should know that not only does God exist, but he fucking hates you. Patrick O'Hara likes to tell me how much his girlfriend likes to suck his cock. That's just because you're a diabetic and your cum tastes like Yoo-Hoo. The reason Joe Larkin likes to suck your cock is because he's old and he needs the calcium. Joe Larkin, my dear friend, you miserable old cocksucker. Whoever thought it was a good idea to give you a fucking microphone should be dragged around by that fucking gorilla by their cock and balls at the Cincinnati Zoo. Yeah, I think that's true. Well, he's dead now. Just like me and Joe Larkin and Patrick O'Hara. Scott Brennan likes to draw huge puffs of meth smoke into his trailer park Jack Baker, yeah, he kind of looks like the kids that Joe Larkin used to rape. Now Joe Larkin's too old to rape anybody, but he still wants you to come over and make his VCR stop flashing 12 o'clock. So, yeah. All right, so you're the Steve Zinsky, the fat guy with the rockabilly hair. Yeah, if you were a rockabilly star, your name would be Carl Porkins. Your facial hair and your body type kind of makes you look like a magician who's too fat and out of shape to saw the bitch in half. Then we got this fucking guy. What kind of a narcissistic, megalomaniac asshole throws his own fucking roast? I mean, seriously, this is something that's supposed to happen as an honor by your peers, but I understand why you wouldn't want to wait that long. You're starting to look more and more like Robin Williams every day. Somebody get this cocksucker a rope, a stool, and some improv ability. He went out to L.A. thinking he was going to set the world on fire and fuck shit up. The only thing he fucked over was a nice Polish landlady he left on when he didn't fucking complete his year-long lease. Yeah, it's true. See? He's going to go over there. He's going to be the next big star. You've got a better chance of making Patrick O'Hara's other ball grow back. Or getting Joe Larkin to share a water fountain with a Negro. You notice outside the audience, there's no black people up here to roast you. Because black people don't give a fuck about Ian Ellis, which might be the main thing that black people have in common with white people. You're as irrelevant to black people as polka music and valid fucking driver's license. Auto insurance. And, you know, condoms. Did I miss anybody? Fuck, I was going to say something about Josh Schumacher, but fuck him, he's not here.
Say it!
I was basically going to say, fuck Josh Schumacher. All right, I think I had more. Hold on, let me check my phone. I don't like doing this on stage. This is really unprofessional, but so is performing for six fucking people. Yeah, I think, fuck, I got everything. I did that thing about your dick. That was funny. Yeah, I think I got everything. All right, cool. Go fuck yourself. I'll see you next roast, you fucking.
Keep going for Patrick Bagden, everybody! May of 2018, we'll be doing this roast up behind a Goodwill. I need, for our next roaster, I need you guys to start clapping really loud because he's so fucking old he wouldn't be able to hear you otherwise. I want you to get up for a living legend, and I say that really fucking ironically. Get up. For Mr. Joe Larkin.
This is going to be awful because I haven't been on stage for months and had a stroke recently and I'm all fucked up. And I don't know anything about Brandon Andreessen, is it? Except that he's the shittiest fucking host I have ever heard. You're terrible, man. Where did you get it from? A fucking comic book.
Patrick.
I wasn't coming here. This is not fucking in my schedule. I didn't plan this. He came to my house and got me. I lived way down in the fucking middle of nowhere, and he drove all the way down there to get me, so, and he was drunk out of his fucking mind when he got there, and my wife told me not to go with him because she was afraid, but I've seen him, like, we ate a bunch of mushrooms together one time. And we drove in Chicago, but I was driving, so 74-year-old man, high on mushrooms, had a wasted out of my mind, and he rode with me, so we're cool. But the first time I ever saw him, I have to tell you, this is right off the top of my head because I didn't prepare any jokes. First time I saw him was at the Comedy Shrine, and he weighed as much as he does now. right? And he lost 200 pounds and then he gained it back. And but anyway, he was telling these fucking jokes that were so horrendously bad. They were like gross. And I told him afterwards, I said, the reason why you tell those horrendous gross fucking jokes is to just distract people from the fact that you're a horrendously gross fucking just awful. Johnny P is my man. He fucking helped me move. Yeah, they kicked me out of my house because I didn't pay my mortgage for 2 years. fucking banks, man. Fucking banks are trying to get you, right? Anyway, he carried shit on his back upstairs and downstairs and fucking did pirouettes and jumped off the truck and shit and fucking skated around the neighborhood on his skateboard and stole my son's bicycle. You did, you motherfucker. I know you did.
I got a red bike, Joe. Your son's bike was blue.
Yeah, right. I know you stole that bike and two other ones, too. Patrick O'Hara, one of my favorite people in the world. He's only got one nut. But that's okay. I love him anyway. His other ball is crystal. Got a crystal ball. She can tell the future. But she knows that you're going to fucking die pretty soon, so. It's the only reason why she's sticking around. She's got an insurance policy on you. And then there's this asshole behind me. With fucking wine in the middle of his chest. What's that all about? I have no clue, you know. I don't know anything about pop culture or any of this stuff that these young kids are into. They're like pussy and stuff like that.
What?
I haven't been laid since 1972. That's okay. I've become a serial masturbator. Then there's Jack Baker. Jack Baker, he and I were in a comedy competition once, and I won. I won a comedy competition against Jack Baker. That is my fucking crowning glory. Don't you remember that? We got one guy. No, the guy and his wife were sitting in the, you know, the comedy under the tap. Remember that place?
Yeah.
We went outside. We're sitting in the fucking foyer.
I won
$20.
Joe Martin
has a better memory than I do. Look at all this Jack Baker right there. He's lactose intolerant, and his brain doesn't work. And then there's Steve Zinsky.
Yeah.
Steve Zinsky. I don't know anything about him either, except that. He's worn the same shirt for 17 years. I swear to God, I've never seen him without that shirt on. And I think he chased down a gay lumberjack to get it. I don't know. And then there's Ian Ellis. Ian, yeah. All I have to say to you is, fuck you, Ian Ellis.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Joe Larkin, everybody.
Yeah.
That's not really fair to Jack Baker, though, because that competition, he had to come back in a time machine. It's not that Joe Larkin didn't pay his mortgage. It's just that the bank wouldn't accept wampum and Confederate currency. The next man coming to the stage apparently only has one testicle. Learn something new every day. And he's apparently an atheist. Although if my friends were Joe Larkin and Patrick Bagden, I probably wouldn't believe in God either. Everyone get it up for Patrick O'Hara. Yeah!
Show us your nut.
Whoa now. Great show.
This isn't a paid show, otherwise I'd show you. I want to thank Brandon for hosting the show. I didn't know who Brandon was before tonight, which if he was a porn star, that's equal to being a fluffer. If you don't know what fluffer is, it's the guy who, or girl who sucks the porn star's cocks to get them hard before the scene starts. Or it just wasn't funny. Scott Brennan is here. All right, is your last name Brennan?
That's my first name.
He's the only one out of all of us getting paid because I thought he was a homeless dude and they gave him change. Steve Zinsky is here. Steve is so hairy that his back here is a towel. Steve opened for me at my last show, which is the equivalent of your career being in the shitter already, so just quit. He actually wore the same outfit to that show, so like, fucking change. Jack Baker's here. Jack Baker looks like a teacher that was accused in, I can't think of my jokes now. This is what happens when you write it 30 minutes before the show starts. It looks like a teacher that was accused of diddling kids.
Diddling? At least you made Brandon Andreessen.
Jack is the result of a woman scraping cum off the wall and then shoving it in her vagina to get pregnant. Johnny P loves weed so much that he would suck off Joe Larkin and Patrick Bagnon at the same time if he thought it would get him high.
It's worth a shot.
I'm never going to do these jokes again. Johnny P can't keep a job because picking your ass and then smelling your finger right afterward isn't a job quality that people are looking for. I can't read that, so it was fucking hilarious. So. I love that Joe Larkin spent his time up here roasting himself. Joe Larkin is a big Bernie Sanders supporter because Bernie Sanders reminds him of his son. Joe Larkin looks dead. He's not dead.
Was that a joke?
We've enough. Yeah. Joe likes a joke that he's fucked your grandmother in his act, but it means when he was 20 years old and he actually fucked an old lady when she was dead. Patrick Bagnon is here. The best thing that Patrick ever did for his career was get engaged.
It's a bachelor.
Patrick Bagnon is the before picture in any ad when the after is a coffin. Patrick Bagnon has a punch card for Dairy Queen and also an emergency room. Anytime you walk into a public bathroom and there's that awful smell, it's because of Patrick Bagnon. Even if he hasn't used that bathroom yet. I'm not good at making fun of people. And then, of course, we're all here for Ian because he fucking put this together for himself. He only threw himself a roast because he invited all of his stuffed animals to a surprise party and they didn't show up. Congratulations on your success in Hollywood. And by that, I mean, the only thing missing from your success in Hollywood is suicide. You look like Jack Baker fucked a pumpkin. You're the product of drugs.
alcohol, and the soul-crushing decision to keep the baby. Anyway,
bye-bye. Keep it going for Patrick O'Hara, everybody. Yeah. And for the record, Patrick, got
it.
For the record.
Oh, God.
Alright.
Don't hurt yourself there.
I'm gonna try.
Fucking ruining the show.
Hear me? Alright. For the record, the reason Johnny P can't keep a job is because semi-professional frisbee golfer isn't a real job. Coming to the stage next is a man who never quite got over ESPN not airing the outdoor games anymore. He is almost as good with a hacksaw as he is with a penis. Give it up for Mr. Steve Zinski.
Yeah! Oh, shit. As I was trying to assemble jokes for this event, the first thing I wrote on top of the paper was, I immediately regret this. It's really nice to see you all here. You represent all of the people that know Ian well enough to come, but not well enough to refuse outright. Patrick O'Hara, you don't know me, I don't know you very well. You know, at that one show, I didn't remember about your diseases because I wasn't paying attention. But this is all evidenced by the fact that his joke about me was tagged with a larger laugh of Scott Brennan. Just combining two words. All right. Scott Brennan, you fucking terrify me. There's a fucking deadness in the eyes and face of this ginger bastard that is only paralleled in its horror to me than when he actually looks excited for something. Scott Brennan looks exactly like the kind of person that you see inside of their eyes that they've thought ardently about burning down a children's ward in a hospital. Because they thought the cripples running was funny. Clayton Johnson isn't here. I did have a joke prepared for him. I said, I haven't seen you in a year, I think, because he doesn't go anywhere. Much like herpes, he is still around even if you don't notice. Johnny P, I'm so glad you're here. So I can tell you later what actually occurred. What else is on here? I can't read this shit. There's no light. All right. Okay. Next we have Joe Larkin, the model who was originally sat for the portrait of Dorian Gray. It's for the people who read books. So none of you. All right. Oh my God, Joe, you terrify me. You remind me of mortality, and the fact that people actually pay for hats like that anymore. You look like Indiana Jones would look like now if he was a real person and still alive. It's terrible. Here we go. Fuck. Oh my God, I'm sick. I feel like I want to puke, and that's just because I'm in front of you guys. Not that mute. Oh my God. Patrick Bagden!
Yeah.
Patrick Bagden. I think Patrick Bagden looks like somebody who still sells cocaine out of a 78 Mustang that's mostly Bondo Gray in the parking lot of a bowling alley because he still thinks it would get him laid if, in fact, he was healthy enough for sexual activity. Brandon Andreessen. Yeah. My friend Brandon Andreessen, Sabretooth. I think he got Sabretooth not for his blonde appearance and his general hairiness, where you can't tell where the hair stops and begins. Because of his terrible complexion. I don't know, I just...
I think there is something to you being like crossbred with animal genetics. You must have some sort of sixth sense to traverse a room accurately when I've never seen your pupils. Between, and here's something that I realized just sitting here, right? Now, Scott Brennan is gone, but we have Jack Baker and Patrick O'Hare and Johnny P here sat around Joe Larkin, which I think is sort of like the reunion photo of the cast of the Stand By Me porn parody. Because Jack Baker said, do you guys want to see a dead body?
All right, let's move on to Ian.
Jesus Christ. Let's see. All right. Ian, our friend who looks like Michael Chiklis on his deathbed.
I didn't think anybody even knew that fucking actor was.
Oh, my God. He has, over the past several weeks, in the trashiest way, indicated that we're all going to get it real good tonight. I just want to tell you that the word faggot, apropos of nothing else whatsoever, is not a punchline. The only reason we're roasting him tonight is because he remembers absolutely nothing of the last roast that was thrown. Yep. In his honor, by himself. Once again, about the faggot thing, these are the only people willing to come because they're the only ones who forgot how many times you've called them a faggot. Ian and I share an interest in chaos magic, but I'm having my doubts, as this is all could be drummed up, and somehow you believe that you can get magical help to make things successful. That didn't work, I'm sorry. All right. Who said no? All right. You agree, all right. We agree on something. I'm always a bit frightened that when recorded, I'm going to say something that I regret. You know, like sometimes I can be an asshole, but this is going to go on Ian's podcast, so I don't really have to worry about anybody seeing it. Anyway, thank you for inviting me. I am flattered that you thought of me as one of the people who could come when everyone else didn't. Thank you so much, Ian. I love you.
Good night.
Beers from the bag. The Sam Adams. This is important.
We don't want Patrick Bagden to sober up.
You wouldn't like him when he's sober.
Yeah, the black bar. Thank you.
Speaking of drinks, Ian, I gotta ask. Are you drinking red wine and Coca-Cola?
Yes. Actually, boxed wine and Coca-Cola.
Well, yeah, the wine is still red regardless of its fucking receptacle. But you're drinking with Coke? What are you, 14? I'm gonna have to trust you on that one. Before we keep going, let's give a shout out to KB Married in the audience tonight. I don't think I'm out of turn by saying, KB, you are literally one of the three or four best black lesbian school teacher comics in the room tonight. Tonight. Yeah, wait a second. That's what I'm wondering. How did you get away with not having to do this and we all showed up?
Still showed up too.
Yeah. But not under the bright lights of all four people here. Alright, let's get this fucking taffy pull going. For our next comic, I'm sure he's going to come up and quarter asses and still be better than most of us. So let's give it up. Get your hands going for Mr. Jack Baker.
Yeah! Yeah! All right. Let's give some round of applause for your MC, Mr. Brandon Andreessen. Yeah!
This is a big day for him because this is by far the most people he's ever performed in front of. Guys, it is nice to be here. It's a great chance to hang out with all people that I don't see at real comedy shows. This dais reads like a who's who of people I bump at the Comedy Shrine open mic. I think this dais finally answers the question, how many women and minorities respect Ian Ellis? I mean, look at this. Look at this dais. It's just two tons of hacky white men. And that's just Patrick Badgett. Joe Larkin is here, which is a bummer for me because it means I lose the shitty comedian death pool again this year. But, you know, Joe's greatest achievement in comedy, he talked about, is beating me in a comedy contest. If by comedy contest, he means the original show was canceled and the one guy who showed up was like, I'll pay you $20 if you can make me laugh. And that's the most money Joe Larkin has made doing comedy. This is true. Patrick Bagden just had another heart attack. People kept saying, they're like, hey man, can't you take a hint? It's like, no, he's still trying to do comedy. Patrick O'Hara and Scott Brennan are here, which leads to just one question. What was Brian Stern doing tonight that he said? Thank you. It's funny that it's Ian's roast tonight, but it's also Brandon Andreessen's make-a-wish to be on a real comedy club. Steve Zinsky, I didn't write about you, but that's because I actually like you. Johnny P, I didn't write about you either, but that's just because I don't care. And now on to Ian. They say roasts are like hand jobs. When you give yourself one, it's just sad and lonely. Ian has done two, so that means this is twice as sad and lonely. But good news, you're still only two-thirds as sad and lonely as Rudy Ruiz.
Oh! Oh! Got fired! Oh! 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 Oh!
Oh! I don't even care that he's not here. Fuck him. How many roses are you going to throw for himself? The last roast for Ian was to raise funds so he can move to California. Yeah. So, like, what are we raising money for this time? Is he going to move from Joliet to a different part of Joliet? Last time Ian had a roast, I heard that he went on a long rant about his influence. Right, he said before him, no one was doing dark personal material. He said, without him, there'd be no Jordan Holmes or Jack Baker. Guys, I'm here today to say that's actually true. Oh. Anytime someone asks me for my comedy influences, I always say, you know, Steve Martin, George Carlin, and that guy who hosts an open mic about Chicago. Fuck, I must have joked that. Man, that was going to be a good one. It was a podcast about Chicago open mic. I messed up the order, but I don't fucking care, whatever.
Do it again.
I have a real show to do after this. That's why I'm here. If I didn't get booked on the show at 9 o'clock here, I would have just bailed last minute like I did at the last roast. If I had a dollar for every time Ian claimed he created the suburban comedy scene, I'd have more money than Ian made at his last roast. When Ian does comedy, he sounds like Mitch Hedberg reading jokes written by a shitty open micer who listens to way too much Patrice O'Neill. Oh.
you guys haven't heard Ian do enough comedy. So when he gets up here in like 5 minutes, you're going to be like, oh shit, that was right. Do you guys up here remember the cult of Ian Ellis? There's this movement with like the new comedians, and there was a Facebook page and everything for the cult of Ian Ellis. But boy, was I disappointed that cult didn't end in ritual suicide.
It's okay.
Now, Ian used to do art for Mojos. Remember, he used to do art, and he would create pictures. For any time he would host, he'd like create a picture that would represent your comedy. And so I was trying to think of what I would do if I had to make one for Ian, and I figured it out. If I had to make a picture to represent Ian's comedy, that picture would be the shit on Jim Flanagan's third grade yearbook photo. It's a joke only for the comedians, but that's the best joke you're gonna hear today. Thank you for having me.
Jack, it's really saying something that the only person that did something out of the cult of ENLs was Matt Tapia. And all he did was fail for student president in Aurora.
I did a fundraiser show for him in his house.
Let him go up next!
No. Oh, good!
Let him go up next! No.
Negative. Clayton Johnson's here, everybody.
Yeah.
All right. Clayton, you look like you never got over Radio Shack going out of business. You look like the Unabomber. You literally look like Ted Kaczynski got all gussied up for a Tinder profile picture. I'm going to put your ass up right now. You walked up, you're coming up. Everybody get your hands together for Mr. Holy shit, I forgot his first name.
Clayton.
Clayton Johnson, everybody.
Ah. So like every other good comedian, I didn't write shit until the last minute. But I would have to say ever since that you've been engaged, you've been lacking fangs and claws, Mr. Xavier Jones. Really, that's about as good as I'm gonna get. It's all downhill from here. But no, there was one thing I wanted to point out, and it's like the great lineup that we have. I know that we're missing a few people. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, I think Clayton's supposed to
come. Yeah. I have not really been fucked up. Like, I've been told it's a doppelganger, but fuck. Man. You know, I know that you're talented and witty. That's all I got. I know. I told you, unprepared as fuck. Like, only thing that I have is that Patrick Bagnan, he is one person that I've seen all the fucking time. And it was surprising that he was able to make it out despite his heart saying that he doesn't like his own comedy. Real. He had bypass surgery. It was really bad. I know. Yeah. So, hey, you're the one that put me up. I told you. Oh, man. So, aside from this is like by far the shittiest bombing I've ever done.
Oh,
this is pretty bad. But no, Ian Ellis, he's the only person I've met that tried LA twice, but suicide once. But in all honesty, you know, the first time I met Ian was October of, 2012, 2013. And ever since then, he's always been an influence. He took me under his wing as well as Steve Zinsky and a few other people. And I had no idea what the fuck I'm doing. Just like right now, I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing. But no matter what, he's always been there, and he's a great comedian. And I know that there's a lot more ahead of him. Unless he tries suicide a second time, we'll see. So thank you, Ian.
Clayton Johnson, everybody.
The most I've ever seen on stage.
Thank God he showed up like a funeral, or dressed like a funeral director, because he just died out here.
I agree. Fucking asshole.
We only got two guys left. Our next comic, interesting little story about him. He used to live with one of the other roasters that was supposed to be here tonight, Josh Schumacher, who couldn't low enough truckers apparently to get all the way here. They used to live together. They used to write jokes in the trailer, set tire fires, and sit out and look at the stars as they tenderly embraced each other. It's like Brokeback Mountain in there. Boom, Comedy 101, laid it up on the green right there. I'm fucking done. That doesn't matter. All right, everybody, give it up for the founder of Mojo's Open Mic, Mr. Johnny B.
Oh, man. Guys, what an intro. I'm going to move this thing so you guys can fucking see me.
It's okay.
give it up for the Wicked Theater for having us out, right? Yeah. Beautiful room. This room looks like the inside of Brandon Andreessen's liver.
Oh, he's black.
Yeah, because it's black and there's just a little bit going up. Probably a couple people in there too. This guy's gonna try to have the lead. I'm bringing this guy to a hippie festival. I've seen this guy take his pants off on stage. I don't know. I'm a little bit worried about it, really. He's more unstable than the chance of me going back to jail. If you guys want to go to Peace Fest, though, you can see us. We'll be at a camp. We'll have a big sign. Our camp's called "I Really Hope That He's Manic." Okay. Oh, man. No, I have to say, Brandon, one thing about Brandon, he has found a lady, and I'm really happy for you that you found someone who could get past your extremely severe alcoholism and look past that and then see you for your really shitty personality and then also get past that too.
That wasn't fun.
No, I'm gonna listen to these hacks that came up here and did shit that they just wrote while they were here. They don't do. You know what? Don't fuck with me, Joe. Joe, the only reason Joe, if you weren't my friend, I'd punch you in the face. This man sold me mushrooms that were awesome and then weed that sucked. What a friend, right? Yeah, this guy's like, hey, can you help me move? I'm like, yeah, sure, Joe, I'll help you move. I can help you out. And then he's like, oh, here you go. And I'm like, oh, Joe's going to give me some cash. And he's like, boom. I was like, dude, I don't want your shitty fucking Easter chocolates. He's like, yes, you do. And I even did the shitty thing where I took him and I was like, Joe, this shit ain't working, man. And he was such a pro about it. He's like, give him 15 minutes. Looked at my phone, and I was like, we're good, bro.
It's a roast.
It's a roast? It's a roast. I roasted the shit out of his wheat. Joe Larkin is getting to a point where he just has to find something to hang on to that he can stay alive. Because, I mean, it's not that you're old, it's just you're really unhealthy. You're probably dying. No offense, but. So he learned how to grow plants. And what do you guys think he's going to do with that? Because tomato plants look beautiful. I don't know, guys. So I looked at the dais and I was trying to write jokes for it, and I saw Jack Baker. And the first thing I wrote on the paper was, Jack Baker's probably not going to be there. Then I found out he was doing the show afterwards, so I was like, fuck, I should probably... Jack Baker looks like when he was younger, he caught a really bad case of the Weezers.
That's like my joke. And my version of the joke is better than that.
It's good. That's good. Because every time you go up, I just like do something else.
More like you're amazed and in awe.
He's not very funny.
I guess I'm not really funny.
Say something, Johnny.
God, Joe, the only reason you're here is because Patrick Bagden picked you up and he hooked you to an IV that was connected to himself so you could feed on his lifeblood.
No!
I guess I'm just going to go back and forth with Joe Larkin repeating himself for a long time. I don't really know where to go from here, guys. It's kind of...
I can't wait till these two fist fight in the parking lot later.
You guys want to pay an extra? If you guys donate an extra $3 to the E&L's vacation fund, me and broke Bernie Sanders over here, we're gonna fight in the parking lot.
I got $100 on the skinny white faggot.
Oh, and which one is that?
Fuck you guys, I'm fucking gonna hell with me.
My money's on Joe. Everybody's
I feel bad hitting Joe. Because I hate hitting women.
Jesus Christ. Huh? Ah. This is horrible. If you want people to shit on you, just log into your Tinder or your Grindr account.
Oh. Brandon, man. Thanks for the ride here.
Yeah, no problem.
Still feel like driving. I can drink more than I wanted to because I had to pee me up here with these fuckers.
Hey, do a Faison Hussein joke. That'll
win
him
back. Don't let him do this to me, Johnny. You're ready.
Come on, do a funny one.
Doing what I can. Fuck you. Your time's coming up. You're the only one that I really care about enough to actually say anything about it. Brandon, you just sit over there and be proud of the fact that you pre-game, present-game, and post-game and still drive home.
It's gonna go better in this set.
Fucking try and talk shit to me.
Yes. There you go.
What the fuck do you guys have going on?
Uh-oh. Jokes?
My
stuff?
My
shit?
There you go, Johnny.
Getting laid?
But, dude, listen, motherfucker. This guy was not born a ginger, so he just stole souls to get scabs.
Oh, this is so long.
This guy looks like he was really, really, really excited about the first iPod. And still has it.
Oh. Okay. Got it, too.
I got it.
This is exactly how I expected a roast to be.
Yeah, I guess shit's not going too good. I'm just going to skip on over to Ian, because fuck you guys. Obviously, I'm not wanted here. You know what is true, Ian? You look like a first evolution of Timmy back there. It's just you hit B and didn't evolve to a funnier comedian.
If it had been at the beginning, this
would
have
gone so much better.
Yeah,
yes.
Who wrote that one?
I could see why we left him close.
The only reason I'm here is because I had to. The first fucking roast was to get money so Ian can take a vacation to L.A. You're probably not getting any money off of this. You're losing like $7 for the box of wine you have in the back. And I'm sure you asked one of your buddies to get the Coca-Cola.
You couldn't make it up to the store.
Listen, I know you do. You can't fuck with me like that. Ian and his girl, one time I was hanging out with them, they started talking about the idea of having a child, and at that moment right there, I was not only pro-choice, but pro-mandated abortion.
There you go.
I'm so happy I'm here right now. Like, I have one beer left, and as soon as I walk off the stage, I'm going to get about six more.
This set is sadder than your father's suicide.
Wait, does Dad really do that? Because I would have had so many more roast jokes. So many more.
Was that guy?
Johnny P, everyone?
Still alive,
oh,
horrifying theoreticals.
I'm so sorry, that just burned out. That was like part of my fucking Tourette's.
Staying with the joke.
All right.
Yeah, you committed to it. Stick with it. You know, in tonight's defense, the fact that we've made it to the last comic before completely derailed is really impressive. I have nothing else to say, so I'm just going to bring him to the stage. The guy who was shallow enough to throw himself a roast and then popular enough to get all of us to be here, Mr. Ian Ellis.
Now his dad blew his brains out. Surprising, I didn't think anybody in his family could afford a gun. They're poor people. Johnny, he stinks. I wish he was here so I could look him in the eye. Tell me he has to ride home with Patrick and Clayton. You guys don't get to hang out with the rest of us. You just have to sit in the car and think about what you did. It's worse than the time I went over to Patrick Bagden's sister's house and that fat fuck whore cunt made me a kielbasa. Tasted like shit.
Callback.
What is it called? Brandon Andrews and learning the fundamentals of comedy. As we come along. Try to remember that part of the blackout. Known for being an artist, I hope you guys are looking forward to my next piece. Shocked outline around Brandon Andreessen's fat bloated corpse. Do you know there are parts of my liver that still look better than you?
Not sure what bloated is. Is it like bloating?
It's like your face. Stop drinking. Your whole body looks like seafood allergies. I don't know if you need a diet or an EpiPen. Jack Baker, only comedian I know that's a bottle of ibuprofen away from being a likable guy. In college, Jack tore his hip flexor playing football. The coach said it happened as he tried to stuff his giant vagina into his cheerleading outfit. The biggest difference between Jack and his headaches is that his headaches don't have a DUI. Or a dead father. They also don't tell the same jokes for 3 years and then complain about open micers not being prolific enough. They're more persistent than that. The only thing more persistent than your headaches is your mother's disappointment. He has 3 college degrees and he's at my roast. Jack's so whiny his doctor tried to prescribe him assisted suicide. That actually happened.
Yeah, that's not really a joke. Oh.
I like that you try to pretend that you're not a nerd. You have nerd pheromones. You smell like a book report. You got shoulders that look like they fit in a locker. I assume your glasses came with an inhaler. Jack was talking about the rants I went on. Listen, here's the thing about you and Jordan. Your joke stunk before I started talking about killing myself. I remember that ABC bullshit. I might not be an influence, but you should kill yourself. Johnny boy, Johnny B, little fuck boy. He's not here. Is he out back crying?
Like, I feel horrible now.
I think he is.
You shouldn't. Have you seen how the rest of his life is going?
Oh, man.
Dad, his brother's in jail. Harambee had a better life than him.
Daddy, we're talking about you.
Daddy's done more acid than homework. If anybody could teach him how to read, that'd be useful. I'm surprised he's here. I thought he'd be pressing up posters for trivia night.
Took me a long time.
A lot of people think that Johnny's a piece of shit. He's not. He's not.
Sorry.
You can get shit off of your dick. I got fired from Mojo's and then immediately started working for the Laugh Factory. As consolation prizes go, not having Johnny in my life isn't that bad.
Oh. He's not here.
Patrick Fatton. Jesus Christ, you spend more time in the hospital than doctors. I haven't seen your medical bills, but I'm pretty sure a gym membership is cheaper than your use of the ER. Do you have any idea how expensive it is to get a coffin in your size? You're a cheeseburger away from needing a plus-size crematorium. At some point, we're going to have to use Auschwitz. That's assuming you die smaller than 3 million starving Jews.
Hey, that's pretty good.
I got it.
That is a good one.
Denise wishes that Patrick would open up more. Not as a man, as a comedian. She's tired of carrying his dead weight. I'm glad you finally found love. I hope the next thing you find is a Jenny Craig. Joe Larkin is here. He said he wasn't going to make it. He had other plans. I assume he was being measured for his coffin. After this, he and I are going to have a race for the bathroom. You get in my way, I'm going to break your hip. Oh God, it's getting like Johnny P in here. Patrick,
that was a shitty.
Your next roast is going to be the Fig and Urn.
Nice.
Mediocre.
No. Patrick O'Hara is here. Have we met? Who the fuck are you?
You invited me.
No, you invited yourself. Which is more pathetic than me throwing myself around. At least I showed up with jokes, you fucking nothing. Your joke?
You're gonna get to cry with Johnny now.
He tells jokes like he has one ball. By the way, my dad's currently dying of cancer.
Still alive.
Okay.
I've been around long enough to know when to move on. Clayton C. Johnson, how's Radio Shack? The only place you've been seen in the last 2 years. By the way, the next time I see a picture of you and a hot Asian on Facebook, I need you to tag the location of the shipping container you're buying them from. What the fuck are you meeting women? Okay, green card? Stop ruining foreign exchange students' experience. He's caused more hatred for the U.S. than the Iraq War. Imagine you're an Asian person that comes over here, and you start dating him, and you're like, men in America. Still be better than Patrick O'Hara's act. Steve Zinsky, you fat fuck. You ever see him without his beard? His double chin has stretch marks. Don't get too close to him. He smells like urinal cakes. Steve Zinsky is a lot like child support. You don't want it, you know it's going to end up in court. Steve loves to show me pictures of the women he's dating. I've never met any of them in real life. I don't think he's met any of them either. Steve, you're never going to meet a decent woman at the end of another man's penis. By the way, it's amazing you can squeeze that much gay through your fat neck. Steve's so gay his internet connection has AIDS. This faggot's seen more dicks than gay Twitter. I only use the F word for you. Scotty Brennan. Little twerk behind me. He cleans up disasters for a living. It's a shame he can't clean up the disaster he calls a life.
No problem.
You realize Brian Stern has taken more steps to recovery than you? Scott doesn't like it when people talk about his family, because it's usually in court. For the record, where did the incest touch you?
Everywhere.
Scott's been touched by his uncle more times than he's done coke.
Nice.
Like, the only thing Scott starts and stops more than comedy is recovery. The difference is... Scott has more one-day chips than savings left in the bank. The biggest difference between comedy and recovery is that no one wants you to stay in comedy. Josh Schumacher didn't make it. His stepdad also killed himself. A lot of dead dads on this dais.
I got one.
The rest are just disappointed. Yeah. Guys, thank you for coming out. Clap it up. My name is Dan.